have a question. Yeah. The example you gave with the snake.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear any story or example of that, because like obviously the snake analogy, that's kind of obvious. Like a snake that would be poisonous and bite you. So the idea of picking it up incorrectly, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But the idea of picking up the Dhamma and having the Dhamma bite you.
Oh sure.
That's a little harder. Like, could you give some example of how the Dhamma could bite you, or even some anecdote?
Oh, tons.
You.
Okay. Yeah. I mean. Good example, right off the top of my head, what pops into my head. One of the very popular monasteries in Thailand right now is a outskirts of Bangkok, Dhammakai, a monastery. They take the teachings and then they interpret the teachings in terms of it's for kind of it's all about, say, Dhammakaya is your true self. Sort of like the that is your true self. This is absolutely permanent and completely blissful. So that is the and the way to reach it is through making as much monetary offerings as you can to their group. And then you can get to all the different levels of Nibbana, which are defined by the different, how much money you give is actually what you end up getting in these realms of enlightenment. Very wrong grasp of the teaching. It's very popular because it's a lot easier than keeping precepts and practicing meditation. So that's a good example of that. There's a very common occurrence in some Dhamma circles of studying Abhidhamma, which is they're sort of kind of metaphysical teachings and psychological maps of the teachings, and the probably the most kind of bitter and vociferous arguments in Dhamma come from sort of Abhidhamma students. Very intense. And that's very common. I remember Ajahn Chah, there was this well-known Abhidhamma teacher came to Wat Bapong. And she was brought there by somebody else because they respect Ajahn Chah, and that particular teacher didn't really have much faith in any of the forest teachers. And then Ajahn Chah, he was kind of asked about some kind of exposition of the teachings, and Ajahn Chah just sort of said, well, Abhidhamma says 1 + 1 = 2. I just say 2. In the sense, there's all these details that go into it, and in reality, there's this truth. And he didn't open it up for argument and contention, because that happens all the time. So those are two that come just off the top of my head. And then there's any number of arguments and quarrels that end up in different. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a different. You know, arguing over different meditation techniques. Which one's the best meditation technique? Which one's the right meditation technique? And then, you know, clinging to that particular, you know, some sort of method. So that happens all the time. So yeah, those are examples.
Yeah. Like the way I've always interpreted that passage is like, if you think about the Buddha's teachings as being a method to purify the, for lack of a better word, purify the heart, to kind of mm-hmm. be free yourself from greed, hatred, and delusion.
Yep.
Well, you've got to have that as your intention. So the bottom line, the reason you're studying suttas is to purify your heart. At the end of the day, anybody who's going to purify their heart has to have that intention. And I'll tell you, because I think there's a few Dhamma teachers in this room, and if you ever are studying the suttas for the sake of teaching, okay, it's okay. It's still, you know, you've got to study your stuff and know what you're teaching, so that's certainly true. But the bottom line is the reason you're coming across the teachings in the first place is because you've got to have the intention to purify your own heart. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have that intention, the way it kind of bites you and kind of bites you in the back is because you're just not going to get the fruits. Like, you actually might spread Dhamma on one level, but basically you're not the cause that's going to actually put an end to greed, hatred, and delusion in your own heart isn't being put in place, isn't being planted. So that's another